Okay, we're in Drushas Haran, Drush Hashishi, and we're on page Reish Yud Tes in the Masada Rav Kook versions. So we had just started this Drusha, which the Ran starts off with the Pasuk in Micha, that says, what will I come before you, Hashem? What would be enough? Do I need 1,000 karbanos? Is it tons of oils? My firstborn? And Hashem says, Higid lecha. Adam Matov, Hashem will tell you what's good, Hashem Dorish Mimcha, what Hashem wants from you, just ki masos mishpat, just to do justice, avas chesed, love, kindness, that's ne'alecha simulakecham lok modestly with Hashem. So now the Ran is going to get into that. Last time we talked about the 613 mitzvos that the different Nevi'im lowered down into small amounts, but we're done with that. The Ran's going to get now into that pasuk he started with. Okay, so b'makadem Hashem. So the Ran says, "Ein safik shem matzias hazeh kulo chesed pashut." There's no doubt all of existence is all chesed from Hashem, all kindness from Hashem. K'mo she'amar hakasuv olam chesed yibana, like the pasuk says, Hashem created a world of chesed. K'lo kadam lanu davar roish nekabel of gmul, because it's chesed, because what does Hashem know? Owe us? There's no reason we should be getting anything. We didn't exist. So the fact that Hashem created us is completely chesed on His part. Aval tovosuv matzmidos aleinu tamin, because Hashem's kindness is so constantly upon us. Umeirov has madasin vehergelin etzleinu, and since we're so used to God's kindness, zachal nubahem, we trip in them, we don't notice them. K'mash amra akosuv anochi tergalti l'Ephraim kachem al zarosav le'yodak yirifazim. Hashem says, I took Ephraim on my shoulders, and He doesn't even know that I'm the one who healed him. That means, because Hashem did so much goodness and kindness to Ephraim, so they didn't notice it, they stumbled on it, they didn't notice it, they didn't think it was anything special, they didn't think Hashem gave them anything special. And as anything a person's used to, he doesn't appreciate usually, he or she does not appreciate as being a kindness, because they're used to it. But the fact is that our existence and our living is all total kindness from Hashem. Okay, I mean, that tovus hagdola sheitiv Hashem yisbarach aleinu, one of these big tovus that Hashem gave us that we don't even realize or pay attention to, v'chasadim ha'atzumim, and the great chasadim Hashem did, is sheshir ha'mitzvahs b'inyin shetusag asiyasan b'nekala, that Hashem gave us all the mitzvahs. He created us to do mitzvahs, to get close to Him, and all the mitzvahs He gave us are relatively easy. V'loivola torach, and they're not a torach, they're not a burden. Ki yiratza Hashem yisbarach l'zachusenu. Hashem wanted to give us merit. And He didn't give us any services that are so difficult that we'd be disgusted by. Right? Because if you know, in the pagan times, they did some pretty rough stuff. As he says, this is what Chazal make a drush in Tainus, and the pasuk it says, Asher lo tzivisi, I didn't ask you to do things that the Jews did, things that I didn't ask for. I didn't command, l'diparti, I didn't say, l'ol salibi, and they were never on my heart. I never wanted them, which the Gemara in Tainus refers to sacrificing one of your children to God, to kill them, to sacrifice them to God, which is part of, we know, various avodah zarah, is where you would sacrifice your children to Hashem, sacrifice your children to Havdal, to an avodah zarah. So Hashem never asked anybody to do that, didn't ask us to do the impossible or the very difficult. He just gave us beautiful mitzvahs that will let us get close to Him. And especially, mitzvahs being easy is especially highlighted by tshuva. Because if you think about it, logically, if you didn't know anything about how Torah is supposed to work or the world is supposed to work, if someone just sat down with you and said, here's the scenario. You have someone who didn't exist, was given everything, and the one who created him and the one who's in charge of him is this great king, rules everything, and gave him totally perfect world, everything he needed for his goodness. So if this guy rebels against the king, if he gave everything he had in this world as an atonement, Bozu Bozulo, they'd make fun of him. That's enough. And this person who had sinned would give everything he had. He would be willing to sacrifice his sons and daughters as an atonement for his sins. That would be fitting. Hashem Yisbarach did not ask for that. He was much more lenient about forgiving someone even for the most heinous averus. Bachar b'tshuva, Hashem chose tshuva. B'tziva leha, not only that, He commanded us to do tshuva. Abir in yana b'davar kal ma'od, and He explained it to us and gave it to us in a very easy way. What do you need to do for tshuva? B'hu hacharata al sha'avar. Just regret what you did, feel bad about what you did. V'atavas ha'mayisal asid, and don't do it again. Have in mind, accept upon yourself to not do it again. V'yivtichanu b'zeh haftacha shlema, Hashem promised us completely, shem ya'as akin, if a person does this, yechupru ha'avonos hakod min lagari, you will atone for your previous sins completely. V'zeh pele otzem chesed niskavo, this is an unbelievable, hard to comprehend kindness, super kindness by Hashem, that if a person really mends their ways, Hashem forgives what happened. Guy shot someone, that person is dead, he isn't coming back, but as Hashem, if the person mends their ways and isn't like that, they may need some kind of punishment to atone for their sins, but they're atoned, they can get close to Hashem again. And this is explained by the Navi here. Amr al-Tzad ha-Tzah, Shiyyah min aroi, mimima sha-seichel mor, that the Navi explaining to you is that the seichel would say, it should make sense, Shiyyah chot b'zos ma'achshava, that someone who sinned should be thinking like what this Navi is describing. Shiyyah omer ken, and he would say, Ma'a kadeh ma'ashem ikaf l'alokeh marom, how will I come before you, Hashem, yichapir li'achata'ai, and I will be forgiven for my sins. Hayasik spikli b'zeh shem dover, will there be anything I can do that would be enough to forgive me? Ha'akadmenu ba'olus ba'agalam b'nei shana, with all these kinds of calves that I offer as kabanos, would that help? Ha'yirat Hashem ba'alfa elim, thousands of rams, v'yichapir al-chata'ai, will that be an atonement on my sins? V'imkol zeh lo yaspiklin, if that's not enough, ha'yispekli imetein b'chori, l'chofer nafshi, like the pasuk goes on to say, is it would be enough to give over my firstborn, or pre-vitni, or my kids, the trufas chatas nafshi, to atone for my sins? V'bekan dikdek Rabbeinu Yonazal. On here, Rabbeinu Yonah said, "Ki al pshayim," that when the pasuk refers to the pshayim, "Hashehem hamardim k'moshe mizkar biyom perkamunim." When we're talking about the pshayim, which are the averus person does on purpose, rebelling against God, Amar b'choria, against that, the person was offering his firstborn, shu ayoser yakar, which is most beloved, v'alachatayim, and on the sins, shem shkagos, which are done by accident, the person didn't realize they were sinning. They forgot there was Shabbos, let's say, and they were Mechal Shabbos. Amar Privitni, for that he's offering their child, not the firstborn. Anyway, Kol Eila Divrei Navi Al Atzad Atzah. All this is the Navi saying what a person should be thinking. Shayim in Arayish Yomer Ken Achoti, because this is what a sinner should be feeling. Kish Nichsef Lahasik Davi Yarka, like someone who's desperate to get something. Shalayikar Beinav Davar, that there's nothing that would be too precious. As long as he could get what he needed. That they desperately need. Which is forgiving for sins. Remember, so we always have to remember the most basic of facts, that Hashem created us, and the purpose of creation is to do Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, and connect Him. And if we realize that by doing sins, we get far away, we would do anything to get back. And it would be fitting that a person should give everything they could possibly give for tshuva, for kapara, for atonement on any sin. And the Navi responds, I'll tell you what you need. Hashem is saying, you're right, that's true, that should be fitting. The brain should fit like logic, should dictate like what you said. But Hashem is baruch hifli imcha lasos. Hashem did an amazing thing with you. Hashem doesn't want all those karbanos or all the oil. Hashem doesn't need your firstborn or privitnecha or your kids. Like the pasuk he had mentioned before, says Hashem lo tzivisti v'lo dibarti v'lo zal libi. I didn't command anyone to offer me their firstborn. I don't want their firstborns. K'mashdarsh rabaseinu zal. Like Chazal Mikadrosha, Ein Erotz Miidcha, Rak Kishron HaMaisa. All Hashem wants from you, rather, is to do the right thing, to fix your ways. For who? And that is Asos Mishpat, which is to do justice, which really means to do all the mitzvot, keep the mitzvot. Haim Dvarim Kalim Od Yuskum Heira, and those are things that a person could do. Bein Zafik, and there's no doubt, Ki HaChesed HaZeh HaNifla, this super chesed of tshuva, right? We're all now standing before Rosh Hashanah. We have to be thinking about, at least in the next coming days, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, about tshuva. So this super chesed of God, that we could actually fix what we've done in the past. So there's no doubt ki achesed hazeh niflahu hatzlacha gemur letovim. This is a wonderful thing for good people. Hamisorim al tshuva who want to do tshuva. That it's very easy. Ve'od l'ra'as haraim she'enem misorim ala. And it's also to the detriment of the people who don't do tshuva. So while it's great for the people who do tshuva, not good for the people who don't do tshuva. Ki'ilu haya inyan ha'tshuva ma shehaya zecha gozer shitztarchu ba'sagosa. Because if to do tshuva, you needed to do what the logic would dictate you need to do. Alfe elim v'revavos nachle shemen v'abachoros v'privatin. If you had to give up your firstborn and all your money and all everything, it's not slow to Rishayim, then at least Rishayim would have some kind of excuse. Even though we would understand that the right thing to do is give all that, we'd also understand Yetzer Leba Adam Ra, a person has a it's hard for people to do something so difficult. But after Hashem was so lenient with tshuva, what kind of excuse is that guy going to find? Russia, so while Hashem did a big favor to good people who tzaddikim wanted to do tshuva, making tshuva so easy was not so good for Hashem. For them now, they are really out of excuses and are in bigger trouble than they were beforehand. Zerusha Amr B'Sukkah, and that's what Chazal say in Sukkah. Rishayim Nin B'Lehem K'chot Asayra. When Mashiach comes, so Hashem is going to slaughter the Yitzhara, this is in Sukkah and Beis, and the Rishayim, the Yitzhara, is going to appear to them like a small string. V'omrim, Heyach Lo Yachonu Lifso K'chot Asayra Hazan. They'll say, how is it possible we couldn't conquer just a small string? And the Gemara there says for tzaddikim it looked like a big mountain, but for Rishayim it looked like a thin hair, meaning since Hashem made it so easy, relatively speaking, that's why it's going to look to them like a small hair when they see things as it is, as they truly are. And that's what the pasuk says in Hosea, Shichescha Yisrael kivi bezrecha. Yisrael, you have been destroyed because I helped you. What does that mean? Yirtzeke, Israel, Godova, Azmana, Harbe, Shnosno, Hashem, Yisbarach, Vavadoso, the help that Hashem helped us in His service, the Kivim, Bazat, Zlach, Latovin, Hashem was trying to help us, so Sakavana, Shabbat, the Mashkis, Larayim. So that also hurts the people who are bad. Kaelahim, Tainal, Ozor, Mr. Rusty, because then they have no excuse, because Hashem did so much to help you, you have much less of an excuse to get into the right thing. Okay, Husham, Araha, Navi, that's what the Navi says in this famous parak of Hosea. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. This is the Haftorah, right, of Shabbos Shuva. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Yisrael, do teshuva, return to God because you have stumbled in your sins. V'achakach amr, and then the pasuk says, b'meti ha'tshuva, how will the tshuva take place? Im yitzarcha ba'alfe elim, do you need all these thousands of karbanas? V'amrikein tzarech ba'kozeh, and the pasuk tells you, you don't need that. Just having regret on what you did in the past and fixing your ways in the future. So now he adds something that you also have to daven to Hashem that your repentance should be accepted by Hashem. Yes, or Hashem should want you now. And that's what the pasuk says. Take with you words and return to God. Imri love called Tisa Avon, Makach Tov, and Hashem will forgive all your Averos, teach you good, and we will be Mishalim Parim with our Svasinu. We will fill the obligation of bringing Karbanos with our lips, which sounds like from the Ran that here it's saying instead of the 1,000 Karbanos, just use your lips. Say you won't do it again. Daven to Hashem to forgive you. If a person does a real tshuva, they regret what they did, they accept not to do it again, they daven to Hashem for forgiveness. I will heal them, I love them out of nedava, out of donation, because I'm no longer angry. When the pasuk says, I love them out of a donation, what does that mean? Person should not have be able to have his tshuva accepted just by words. Like we started with, like the person should be have to give everything they could possibly give. It's a donation. It's Hashem being nice, giving. Showing the greatness of the super chesed Hashem does, that Hashem is willing to forgive us without all the thousands of korbanos. Then the Navi in Hosea continues, so the Navi is saying that the ways of Hashem are the tzaddikim walk in them, and the poshim, the sinners, they trip in them. What does that mean? That the tzaddikim walk in the ways of God, and the rishayim, the ones who do averus, trip in them. And we have to know, what does the Navi bring this pasuk here for? Since we're talking about tshuva, what does this pasuk mean to teach us? And the explanation is, like I already said, that which Hashem made tshuva so easy is good for a tzaddik and bad for a shayim. And that's what the pasuk says, Hashem, God's ways are straight. What that means to say is, the ways of God are straight. There's no crooked, strange turns. And straight paths, it's not hard to walk a straight path. So therefore, tzaddikim walk in them. The sinners, they trip in the straight path. How do you trip in the straight path? They're tripping in the straightness of the path. The fact that it's so straight is their problem. It would be better off in them if it was a difficult road. Because then they'd have a little bit of an excuse. But since the roads are big and wide and straight and easy to walk on, and still, it's so easy to do tshuva, it's such a clear path, still they don't do tshuva, so it's worse for them. That's why they trip in the straight ways of God. Okay, well, Ron starts continuing on this theme of tshuva, certainly, but a new concept, really. Sometimes stuff happens far away. In faraway islands. Bad stuff, he means, like volcanoes and earthquakes and natural disasters or wars. Those bad things happened so that the Jews should hear about it and take muster. For Yiru, they should see. For Yifchadu, they should be afraid. Because maybe Hashem would do bad things to them. And this is what the Navi says in Spanya. I destroyed the Goyim. Their cities have been completely destroyed, nobody's left. Amarti, I Hashem say, Ach Tiriosi, please Jews, see me, Tikhi Musr, take Musr, look at this. And if people don't take Musr, don't take stock when they see what's the terrible tragedies that have happened somewhere else, and realize that that's a sign from God to think about their own ways. But they don't take Musr from the evil that befalls other people. Then the Peronios get closer and closer. There's no doubt someone who sees all these tragedies, it's Hashem's way of showing himself. And he still continues, this Rasha still continues on his evil ways. Who kamish over avira v'kibel of hasra? It's like someone who does an avira and was warned. He said, "I don't care, I'm doing it anyway." So, if you, in our times, if you would say, you know, you can look in the news and see what goes on in ISIS held territories, things we haven't seen in years since World War II, where ISIS takes over a place and they line up whoever doesn't believe in their religion or their version of religion and mows them down with machine guns. Chops off, you know, all the horrible things that ISIS does. And we say, oh, that's nice, interesting. If that's all you say, and don't say, this is Hashem is trying to show you terrible sufferings in this world. It's supposed to be a wake-up call for us to do tshuva. It's now happening to them. Gives us a chance to do tshuva so that, chalila, nothing happens to Bnei Yisrael. We need to take that as Moser. If it's not taken as Moser, then chalila, it can come closer and closer, chas shalom, to us. So, that's the point. When we see natural, terrible things going on around the world, then we have to take stock and and take mussar from it and do tshuva. So we'll stop here for this week. Mitzvah continue next week.